93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is Lante, Jeremy Warner. We call it the TJ Show. 4:35. Spring game for the Illini football team, and Steve Hull seems to be standing out for Illinois as well.
I thought he had a decent spring. The highlight was probably when he tackled Nathan Shiehaus, which you're not supposed to tackle Nathan Shiehaus during this game. I mean, he's supposed to have the red jersey on. Zook said afterwards, you know, they're wearing white and blue, him and Miles Osei.
Right.
And they need the red jersey to come out, but they wanted to look good, so they wear the white and blue.
Okay.
So Steve Hull tripped up Nathan Shiehaus, and Zook got all in his face about it. He doesn't want his quarterback touch. And Nathan said afterwards he'd love to go live the whole time. He'd love to get some hits. And he said Coach Petrino would love to get hits, but that's not up to him.
TJ Show, Lante, Jeremy Warner, now joined by Martez Wilson. And come on, Martez, how hard is it not to hit a quarterback during spring game?
It's kind of tough. It's a very tough thing not to do because we want to hit the quarterback every chance we get.
I would imagine that has got to be, I mean, when you guys are conditioned for one thing, and that's to hit the heck out of either a running back or a quarterback or a wide receiver, and then all of a sudden they say, now, Martez, remember, we're playing nice today.
Oh, yeah, they kind of take off the aggressiveness a little bit.
Talking with Martez Wilson, former Illini, soon to be NFL draft pick. Martez, how you
Sweet.
Feeling right now? I mean, are you done with all your interviews, your workouts? What's this week like heading up to Thursday?
This week just interviews, just getting prepared for Thursday. You know, making sure everything together with my family, everything. Just waiting for Thursday. Really, just pretty much just waiting for my name to be called.
Is the waiting the hardest part, as they say?
Yeah, it is. You know, this week seemed like the longest week so far in the whole month of April.
And it's just Monday right now. What's your plan for Thursday? Are you expecting something on Thursday, or what's kind of your plan? Are you going to be at home up in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm going to be at home with my parents in Chicago. And, I mean, we just expected my name to be called as early as possible. I mean, you know, so we just anticipating it.
Yeah, Martez Wilson. And Martez, I mean, it's a situation where this is all new to you guys, of course, when you're doing this. Because, I mean, this is not something that you only go through it one time. And what has been the one thing that has really shocked you about this process, whether good or bad?
Well, good. One thing about all this is that you get to learn from everyone, you know, all
right.
different type of organizations. You get to meet so many different people. And that help you in a way because, you know, you get to just see the diversity, you know, and different organizations. And like, I think it was just a useful thing just to go about knowing just to have the experience to go through it.
Martez, you enter the draft. It's an exciting time, but it's also when the critiques really begin. I mean, you got all these analysts saying, we've had a couple analysts come on, and they love your athleticism, but they also have a criticism. They say he's more athlete than football player. How do you respond to that stuff, and how do you take that stuff in stride?
I mean, I don't know how you can say that you're more of an athlete than a football player. I mean, I think I'm a great football player, you know, and then, you know, I think my room for improvement is great. You know, I'm going to improve, you know, every year. But, I mean, I don't take it. I just use it as motivation. You know, I don't let it bring me down at all. You know, I just use it as something to fuel off of.
Martez, where do you think you're going to play? I mean, position-wise, people are sitting there saying, we don't know if he's an inside linebacker,
sure.
an outside linebacker, stand-up, pass rush specialist. What have teams been telling you? Where do they like you?
Some like me inside, some like me outside. So I would just be able to explain it to the teams and to the coaches that I like being able to play both, you know, being able to roam inside and outside. So, I mean, hopefully we'll just see me playing linebacker, you know, just, you know, doing different variety of things.
I'm telling you, Martez, my favorite team, the Arizona Cardinals, there's a kid by the name of Adrian Wilson who was built like a beast like you are. How about dropping back to that strong safety and just crushing people, huh?
That'd be nice, too. I mean, I think I can do it. I mean, honestly, you know, I think with some practice and repetition, I think I can hide a position down pat.
What is the biggest difference between outside and middle linebacker, and what do you see as the biggest problem in the NFL in terms of playing either one of those?
I don't see a problem playing neither one of those in the league. But the difference is, you know, outside linebacker, sometimes if you're the same linebacker, you're more so over the tight end all the time to the strength side of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the Mike linebacker, like you always focus between guard to guard primarily, you know, focus on you get the more interior linemen, you know, to come at you and things like that. And outside, you know, you get more of a receiver, more of an air rush, attack the tackle, things like that.
Talking with former Illini Martez Wilson, the NFL draft starts on Thursday, the first round. He hopes to be one of those guys. And Martez, I think out of the three guys from Illinois that entered early, you, Mikel, and Corey Legit, I think you were maybe the surprise, if there was a surprise, because it looks like you could have, you know, maybe helped your stock, but now it looks like a wise move. You're talking right about a first or second round pick. How tough was that to make that decision?
I mean, the decision, it wasn't kind of tough, you know, because the decision was based on me being done with school. I graduated next month. Then I also felt like I grew up my 4 years in college. You know, I matured, learned how to make better decisions, and now I play the decision in my play as well. You know, all that had a factor in my decision coming out early, and that's what made me make the decision. And it was just, you know, just going on, just being able to go to the next level. You know, that's all what I was about, because I have true passion for the game. So now just being able to be a first or second round pick, you know, that's even a blessing.
So is that your expectation? I mean, how high do you think you can go? And do you think it's going to be second round? You wouldn't even fall past that?
I don't know. I mean, no comment. I mean, I'm just looking at and just waiting to be my name called as early as possible.
Martez Wilson joining us on the T&J Show. You can't go with a no comment, Martez. Hey, come on. Hey, Martez, take a step back, though, and tell me, how important was that for you guys to win that Texas Bowl? I know you've got bigger things ahead of you, but to get that final win as an Illini now that you're not going to be back for a senior season, but, of course, as you said, 4 years already, you've graduated. Congratulations on that, or you're going to. But how big was that Texas Bowl win?
It was huge. I mean, that was my first championship win ever with, like, a team. So, like, I'm going to remember that all the time. And it just was a huge, huge game. You can see the excitement and the hunger in everybody's faces. And we all came together and played as a team. So I'll never forget it.
And, Martez, one of the things about coming out into the draft, you get poked and prodded. And with your injury in the past, I mean, they probably poked and prodded you more. What's that like, going through that combine and all these guys just sitting there when you're almost half naked doing this kind of stuff?
It is funny. I mean, there's so many different teams get to look at you, but it wasn't that bad, because I only had a neck injury. So, you know, they just wanted to see the stability of my neck and see my movement, see if I still have full range of motion and everything like that. So, once that was seen, then I was out the room.
All right, you got like Adrian Peterson, LaDainian Tomlinson. I mean, is there a running back out there that you just can't wait to tackle?
I mean, I can't wait to tackle any of them. I mean, I just can't wait to be able to play my first down of football.
How big is special teams going to be for you as well? I mean, obviously, wherever you go, Martez, they might say, forget that. We're using you as just our linebacker and nothing else. But that's got to be one thing that I would assume would really give an A-plus bonus to you, is the fact that you are so athletic that you could help a team immediately as well on special teams.
Oh, yeah, I like special teams, especially punt return and kickoff. You know, they're my two favorite special teams. So, I mean, if I have to, I mean, I'm not going to question the coach at all. I mean, I wouldn't mind playing it if I had to at all. So,
joined by former Illini Martez Wilson. And, Martez, I know you probably don't put too much thought into this, but I think the NFL draft is sneaking up on a lot of people because of the lockout. Right. How does that affect you as a guy going into this draft?
It affects us because now after the draft, you know, most people, you know, usually fly to their team. Now we'll have to just still sit home. You know, we'll just be a part of that team without really being a part of that team, you know. So it'd be kind of different. You know, won't be able to interact with the coaches and things like that. So it'll be more based upon us, you know, to get in contact with players who are already on the team, you know, veterans that would be willing to help us learn the new system and just get a new feel for the speed and everything like that.
And I know we all expect there to be games this year. So when you sign that contract, what's the first thing you are going to buy?
First thing I'm going to buy?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I mean, because I haven't really thought of nothing seriously I wanted to buy right away. I just know I'm going to put my money in my savings. Besides that, I can't tell you that. I mean, you know, my mind might change how I'm thinking right now or when I see the money. So can't tell you.
Sure. And Martez, one thing I got to ask you, you graduated from Simeon in the same class as Derrick Rose. How much fun is it watching your former classmate do what he's doing in the NBA?
It's a privilege. I mean, I like it. I mean, you know, he leading the Chicago Bulls on, you know, our national basketball team. So, I mean, I love it. I love it.
Mart says, Wilson, I can't let you get out of here, and I know you would take any one of these teams to draft you. But yeah. Would going to the Bears be pretty special, or is there another team that you think, wow, that would be awesome to go play for?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, playing for the Bears would be special. I mean, just I'd be able to stay home, you know, then I'd be another, you know, player right out of Simeon and play for my professional team that's in Chicago. But to be just be able to play for any team, you know, the Ravens, the Dolphins, I mean, sure. Any NFL team it is. I mean, I'd be happy. I just can't wait.
It'd be tough to line up next to Ray Lewis, wouldn't it, and have him show you the ropes?
No, I love it.
Well, Martez Wilson, you've been a great guy at the University of Illinois and a tremendous athlete, graduating soon. Congrats on that, and thank you so much for joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. We'd love to maybe have you on here in the near future after the draft, hopefully, and get your thoughts on where you're going, where you're at, and how excited you are for that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. That is Martez Wilson, and what a great guy. And I mean, can you imagine, Jeremy, he is 3 days away from the biggest moment of his life.
It's got to be pretty cool. I mean you're going to go to the NFL, and we questioned it here on the air.
Well,
I mean, that's kind of what I was telling him. You know, we were like, Martez is really going to come out? What is he, a third or fourth round pick? He's worked his way. We knew he'd be a workout wonder, and he's worked his way up to where it seems like he's definitely going to be a second rounder, and he might crack that first round. So he's going to be an interesting guy to watch on that first round. I mean, we know Corey Legit's probably going to go in those first 32 picks, but Mikel and Martez Wilson really have a shot of getting into that first round, so that's always a good thing for Illinois football if you have guys representing that first and second round.
359 call 217-359-2255. What do you think, Illinois fans? Can Martez Wilson be a first round draft pick? Can he be a second round? And will he have an impact in the NFL? It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.